Look, I'm not very good at this anymore because I live in a different world. I work with my foundation around America on childhood obesity, helping small business survive this mess, and getting people bank accounts and don't have them. And I work all around the world on healthcare and agriculture. So I see this election. I don't see it like an ordinary politician anymore. I think there's only three things that matter. Where are we now? What are we going to do? And who's going to do it? The rest of it's all smoke and mirrors. Here's where we are. We have recovered 70% of our lost income from the bottom of the crash. Now, how's the competition doing? Germany 60%, Japan 50%, Great Britain 30%. Not cause for applause, but it ought to give every citizen in this congressional district a pause before you put the gang back in to cause the problem in the first place. We're 70% of the way out. Why don't we feel it? Because all the new jobs are in the last 30%, and when we get out of this hole and go on into the future and build a middle-class economy with 21st century jobs, that's why. You have to keep this man there to keep going in that direction. I'm telling you, there's a reason the National Journal honored him. We need five or six people like him with good sense who are open to good ideas, who can pull people together after this election and keep moving forward. It is something that's important to you and to America. And I will give you three examples. His opponent says he was against the stimulus, and maybe he's not, and he's wandering around because he knows that, you know, the rhetoric is that it was a big bust. It wasn't a big bust. They're squealing about it, hoping you won't know that it worked. Look, the hole was $3 trillion deep. The stimulus cost $800 billion. You can't fill a $3 trillion hole with $800 billion. Furthermore, two-thirds of that money was not designed to fill the hole. It was about you to swim in without drowning while we try to get out of it. Now, keep in mind, 36% of it were literally modest tax cuts to over 100 million families so they could go to the grocery store and keep the local grocery open. People have forgotten how bad it was when this happened. So they said after tax cuts that he actually voted for them, and I need to help people get through the week and the month. About a third of it went to aid the state and local governments so they wouldn't have to lay off a million teachers and healthcare workers and law enforcement officers or raise taxes, either of which would have been disastrous. So, the jobs, and they put us back in the hunt for technologies and bringing back manufacturing and reviving small businesses. Every independent, nonpartisan evaluation of that money says that more jobs have been created than the experts predicted, and the unemployment rate is 2% lower today, and there are a couple of million more people working because of the stimulus. And it was the right thing to do. Yeah. But these are the people that gave us permanent debt. This was an emergency when the economy was shrinking and interest rates were zero. The cost of financing our debt actually went down because interest rates kept moving to zero. There was no demand. It was the right thing to do. What does the Republican leadership say about the stimulus? Please give us back the House and we will cancel the remaining projects. Now let me tell you what's really going on here. The remaining projects are mostly green energy projects designed to make us a leader in 21st century jobs. And they want to cancel it because they don't like the 30% manufacturing jobs tax credit when it goes to green energy, because they want to be in yesterday's energy. An enormous amount of this money coming into these anonymous ads against them are being paid for by oil companies, for example. That used to have oil, produces a lot of gas. I'm not against it, but I'm against them saying that we have to do it their way and America should be shackled to yesterday's energy economy instead of grabbing the jobs of the 21st century. If China knows it, and India knows it, and Germany knows it, and everybody else knows it, why in the world would we let them leave us in the dust? Let me just tell you what has happened. Since you got serious about this, this country had only 2% of the world's manufacturing of these high-powered batteries necessary to make electric cars and hybrid electric vehicles. They gave tax incentives to manufacturers to come here. What has happened? We have gotten 30 new factories. And when they're up and running, we will have 20% of the world market. And within 3 more years, we will have 40% of the world market. If you want to keep these jobs, then you've got to support my first. This is really important. I was down in the valley the other day, has the highest unemployment rate in America. I saw something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. Two Chinese companies came in and broke ground on plants in Nevada to create 4,500 jobs making LED lights and wind turbines. And they said, look, yeah, we pay American workers more, but we save all the transportation costs. America's finally serious about competing with us for the green energy jobs of the future. And if we want to sell in the American market, now we have to make these things in America with American workers. Went to China and bought two car companies outright. One of them makes hybrid vehicles, the other one makes all-electric small vehicles. He's moving 100% of the jobs to the United States of America, and he's already sold 1,000 cars to Denmark. We are coming back, folks. Do not revert to the power. Second issue. You got to make sure we've educated and trained people to do the jobs. There are two issues here. The United States of America has more than 3 million posted job openings where the jobs have been vacant for more than a month. This has never happened before as we come out of a recession. There are a couple of problems. Little problem, more than 10 million of us live in homes that are worth less than our mortgages now. So these young people can't move. They have no letter. Bigger problem, the jobs require a level of skills that the people who apply for them don't yet have. Answer, give every state every month a list of all the jobs that have been vacant for more than a month. Right now, the Labor Department only has these statistics by region, not by state. Be simple, though, to go to state. Then we could tailor the federal job training money so that every state could immediately give the money to a community college, or a certified labor training program, or the employer to do the training, and you get rid of this problem in 2 months, and the unemployment rate will drop 2% in the United States. The leaders of the other party, they have promised an across-the-board cut in education and all of the domestic discretionary spending of 25%. If you do that, bye-bye training programs. So if you want to put these people to work, you've got to vote for Mike Curry. This is not a complicated decision here. This is important. And this is far more important. He was a leader in passing the most far-reaching reform of college aid since the GI Bill. I want to explain to you what it did, because I never cease to be amazed that most Americans don't even know this happened. Basically, the Congress adopted a plan the President pushed to make uniform a program that I made optional, and then the Bush administration suspended for reasons that will become obvious. Basically said, we're going to take all these subsidies we've been applying to banks to make student loans, and save the money, $60 million over 10 years. We'll just set aside a loan reserve fund and send the money direct to the colleges. They will then loan the money to the students. We'll take two-thirds of the $60 million we save and increase Pell Grants and tax credits for tuition and make the student loans at a lower interest rate. Here's the most important thing. The law also says that from now on, every single student in every single institution of higher education in America has an absolute right to pay those loan backs as a small percentage of their income for up to 20 years. No more than 10% ever, and if you're a police officer, a nurse, a teacher, less. And let me tell you what this means. This means that nobody will ever have to drop out of college again, ever. We dropped from first to ninth in the world in this decade for the first time in my lifetime. And a percentage of our adults with four-year degrees. 12% of young adults. It's a prescription for economic disaster. And this one bill will take us back to number one. Nobody, I see these kids all the time. I talk to them. They say, my family's in trouble. We got all kinds of problems. I can't take on any more debt. I'll never be able to repay it. I dropped out. That happened over and over and over again in the last decade. It never has to happen again. It will bring America back to number one. It's probably what my heart really did. Right? Unbelievably, the Republican leaders say if they get the majority, they will repeal this law. And they probably it's more expensive, make the loans harder to repay. They actually had $20 billion to the national debt. Why? Because the guys that are paying for a lot of these anonymous ads against him want their $60 billion back. Even if it drives America to 15th or 20th or 25th in the world in college graduation rate, if you want this country to come back economically, if you want a 21st century economy, if you want a middle class to survive and thrive in America, you have to support my party. If we want all this to happen, we cannot risk another financial meltdown. We need a healthy financial sector. You agree with that, right? Yeah. So one of the things I've read that all these Tea Party people want is they said, you know, they were impelled into politics because they hated that bailout. Right? You read all the arguments. Didn't we all hate it? Didn't it make you mad that the people that caused the meltdown got bailed out and they were all making big money again, and then the people that paid the bill were worried about their jobs and their homes and all that? It made everybody mad. Nobody wanted to do it. The only reason it was done is so the home credit system of the country didn't collapse. But you're going to get 92% of the money. You may get it all back. But it's really important that it was a stain on our honor to give people something for nothing who stuck it to us. It had to be done to preserve the credit of the country, but it was bad. Well, what's happened? Mike vigorously supported a Wall Street reform bill. It does a lot of good things, but I just want you to know, too. It says, first of all, we're not going to let that happen again, because we're going to monitor these banks that got in trouble every month. And the successor to Bear Stearns will never be able to put $34 at risk for $1 in cash anymore. There'll be no more Lehman Brothers with $29 at risk for $1 in cash. And when they start getting too risky, we're going to make them set aside more cash. So it won't happen again. Nobody knows this, but nobody seems to know it. I actually reviewed the bill. The bill also says, however, these guys are really clever. Doesn't use this language, but that's what they're saying. In the event they figure some way to get around this and they collapse again, there will be no bailout. It has been barred by law. The shareholders and the executives will have to eat the cost. No more bailout. That's the law today. The other party who said they deplore these bailouts has promised to repeal the law, making future collapses more likely and future bailouts more likely. Because they said, oh, the government has no business doing this. This thing happened because the government was asleep at the switch. If somebody had been there oversighting as they should have been, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. This is a close election because it's an election in the gap between the time action is taken and people feel better. I mean, there's 50 other things people say, but we all know that if the unemployment rate were 3 points lower, they'd be running Mike for same, and he'd be 50 points ahead of a guy that won't even tell you whether he's for or against him. Right? But now, the only reason this is a close election is because people don't feel fixed. But if every young person knew what was in this college loan bill, nobody ever has to drop out again. and new Republican leadership had promised to repeal. If every voter in this district knew that he had helped to pass a bill that prevents another meltdown and explicitly bans future bailouts, and that that is already the law of the land, and that the other party claiming they hate them has actually committed to repeal this law so you'll be more likely to have them, he would win a healthy victory that he deserves. The reason I took this time tonight is because what really matters is not that you came here. What really matters is what you do when you leave here. I want you to-